There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm looking at this here. Apparently there's an oral surgeon who has given up his license and has sold his practice after he was accused of being under the influence of medications when he pulled the wrong teeth from two patients and operated on the wrong side of a patient's mouth. Apparently, Dr. Gary Dean Burnage, 75 years old, voluntarily surrendered his license to the state's dental board last month. Apparently, the board began investigating him after an internal complaint filed in October said he had slurred his speech and drooled while operating on a patient. According to the complaint, he extracted the wrong teeth from two patients and then attempted to extract a tooth without numbing the area first. He's also accused of giving patients too much anesthesia, requiring a procedure to restore their blood oxygen levels. Pretty frightening stuff. The dental board said during its investigation it discovered that Dr. Burnage was purchasing controlled medications from the pharmacy next door, including Valium, Neurontin, and Phenergan, which could be used as a sedative. And I guess the dentist asked his staff to give him injections they believe made him impaired. So the board is now looking at several patient files. They were not available. According to the order, staff reported seeing Burnage's wife in the office throwing away the files. This is crazy. This is, I want to say allegedly, it's shocking to think something like this would happen in a doctor's or dentist's office. Susan Rogers, the board's executive director, described Burnage as a well-respected dentist. She said he told the board he had health problems and was planning retirement soon. A call to the former practice to seek, a response. There was no answer and no way to leave a message. You know, I get asked, when is a doctor too old to practice? It has nothing to do with being too old. It's when is a doctor or a dentist impaired? So you could be impaired at any age. Okay? You know, some people will say, yeah, I was going to the doctor, but he kind of seemed old. And I'm like, why? Okay, you know, how old is old? First of all, what's your definition of old? Okay, I mean, you know, when we were younger, I remember when I was like 10, I thought my mom, who was 37 years old, was old. Okay, I was like, man, she's old. Okay, that's not what we're talking about here. I don't know, man, he's up there in his 60s. I want a newer, younger doctor. I can't tell you how many patients I got because they wanted a newer, younger doctor. And I go, but I was trained by these older doctors. They know their stuff. You know, and there was always that debate, which is better, a newer doctor that's fresh out of school and youthful and energetic, or an older doctor who's more seasoned and who's seen it all? So what I tell patients is, you know, because a lot of the people I refer to, all right, they're older than me. Okay, and, you know, if they think I'm old, then they're really going to think that the specialists I sent them to are old. And, you know, they're like, yeah, but, you know, he's older. I want somebody young like you. I'm not young, people. I'm in my 40s. I mean, I feel young, and I think 40s should be the new 20s, if you ask me. But they're not. You know, so I wouldn't worry about older. I would worry more about impaired. Okay? So if you got a young buck, you know, new grad that's always drinking, I mean, how is he less impaired than your 72-year-old, you know, patient that doesn't use any controlled substances? This man, unfortunately, this doctor, allegedly, appeared to have been under the influence. If he was drooling. Now, some of us spit when we talk. Okay, patients hate that. which is why I like to wear a mask in front of my patients, because when I talk, it's like, whoa, you know, they need an umbrella. So I do that. I wear a mask. But the idea of cutting on something not anesthetized. Now, that's another question I get. How does the doctor know we're numb? Well, we're supposed to test you. I always test the patient. Yesterday, I had to remove a patient's toenail, a partial toenail. So I'm like, close your eyes and tell me if you feel this. No, I don't feel it. No, I don't feel it. No, I don't feel it. All right, good. He doesn't feel it. It's numb. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, are you sure you don't feel anything? Sure you don't feel anything? Good. I was able to do what I needed to do. We usually test you. Sometimes you can test you with a needle. We don't poke the skin. We just kind of tap. And a lot of times when you're anesthetized locally, you can feel pressure. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be 100% numb in terms of, you shouldn't feel pain, but you can feel pressure. Some people freak out by feeling pressure. Like, oh my gosh, I feel you. I know. Well, of course you know the doctor's there. You know, but you need to always ask, if you are about to have a procedure, can you please test me so I could tell you if I'm numb? I think that's very logical and allowable. And if the dentist is like, no, don't worry, you'll be numb, that's just going to cause anxiety. So I think you guys have every right to, request that reassurance. And then, I wish I had more advice on where to go on, you know, how to figure out if your doctor has complaints, etc. I usually refer everybody to the medical board, because the medical board, they have to investigate every complaint. But it's not like these websites where you could rip on any restaurant or any ex-boyfriend or any ex-girlfriend or any ex-tenant or client and rip them a new one online, and there not being any solid, verification or any consequence of, so I always tell people, go to the board. And usually the medical board will inform you if there were any sanctions or any bad behavior. So let's say there was a doctor, and like there was a doctor in town that performed a procedure that he wasn't trained to do. That was very well publicized. There was another doctor that unfortunately surgically, operated on the wrong body part. That was as well, I hate to use the word publicized, but that was also for people to see. So my recommendation is definitely go to the medical board, because if a medical provider or the dental board or nurse, et cetera, had a major infraction, that is known, and they are allowed to tell patients. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this eat by your blood type was very, very exciting, and everybody wants to know their blood type, and they want to know what they should eat. Well, now we have astrologer Gillian Knowles jumping on the bandwagon, saying star signs could affect dieting habits. And so some of us, depending on our astrological sign, may need to go organic. Some may need to ditch alcohol. So Gillian is a female. She is now sharing her tips on each sort of, I guess, astrological signs. For example, if you are an Aries, so Aries are born between March 22nd and April 20th. They say you're impulsive. I don't know how much I I go by this, but when we get to mine, it's like, wait, it's like maybe there is something to it. Anyway, they say if you're Aries, you can be impulsive, you enjoy starting new projects, and you are capable of pushing yourself to the limits. I'm not an Aries, I'm a Gemini, but I got to say, Aries sounds like me too. So, this means you are likely to start a new eating regimen without too much planning. So, they prefer that you go into competition with someone else. And because you like to compete, then rather than you jumping in and losing interest, maybe you go into a competition. They say focus on proteins rather than carbohydrates. The part of the body related to Aries is the brain, and amino acids from protein feed the brain. Now, I did a segment a while back on your astrological sign and health issues. Was there a difference? And it was interesting how they found that Aries people have headaches. That you see a lot of headaches with Aries. Interesting. Aries' head. Taurus, April 21 to May 21. Okay? They say Taurans love to eat. So starvation diets will make you feel deprived and pretty miserable. Again, I think we all would feel that way, but let's just give it to her. All right? So she suggests to keep the diet full of tasty and healthy food and make sure that the table looks creative so it looks good when you sit down to eat. They say avoid sugar and over-rich foods because Taurians, if you're a Taurus, you're prone to weight problems. See, I'm not a Taurus, I'm a Gemini. That sounds like me, too. They all sound like me. Now we're in Gemini. This is me. Okay, let's see how accurate this is. Being born between May 22nd and June 22nd. Ooh, she's right about that. My birthday's June 16th. Huh. Okay, pretty accurate there. They say being born under the sign of the twins means that you like to do at least two things at once. So, true. For example, while I do my radio show, I Kegel. You see what I mean? Yeah. So, absolutely. I love doing two things at once. While I'm going poop, I play Candy Crush. So, all right. She's right about that. Okay. So, a diet combined with exercise program would be ideal for you. She's right about that. If I just cut calories, I don't lose weight. If I just exercise, I don't lose weight. But if I diet and exercise, I lose weight. Whoa. Mind-blowing, huh? This helps all of us. But, anyway. Your main challenges. Oh, they say you are generally active and on the go, and you are likely to burn off calories pretty quickly. That is true. I am buzzing around like a bee. Your main challenges are to stick to the diet you have chosen rather than flitting off to try a different one after a couple days. That's true. And it's not because we're ADD. It's just because you don't lose weight in a couple days. You start to gain weight a lot of times with diets. We talked about how your metabolism slows. So then I say, to hell with this. And then there's a problem. They say you also need to allow yourself enough time to sit down and eat a balanced meal rather than eating standing up because you're in a hurry. Oh, that is so true. I always eat standing up. I'm always in a hurry. Like, I need to grab this. I need to grab this. I need to grab this. I'm going to eat that, eat that, eat that. I don't have time to eat. So she's right about that. Beware of the temptation to talk about your new regimen rather than actually doing it. Wait a second. How does she know I talk too much? I will. I'll talk about the diet more than doing the diet. Wait a second. This is uncannily close. She says, avoid fast foods. What? The part of the body related to Gemini is the hands and the nervous system. Geminis must take time to eat nutritious food in a relaxed way to help balance the nerves. I don't need any balancing. There's nothing wrong with my nerves. I can eat on the fly because I'm busy. Cancer. Cancer people are born between June 23rd and July 23rd. Okay? And I guess they say, you eat like a crab? I don't get it. It's a sign of the nurturer. And, of course, food and nutrition are all part of being nourished and cared for. Oh, I see. You like to comfort eat. Crabs or cancers like to comfort eat, like comfort food. You are likely to use food to help you deal with painful emotions. Oh, I do that, too, and I'm a Gemini. Think of planning a new health regimen, but nurture yourself. Okay, there's a lot of temptations. You need to be careful, so avoid the unhealthy food you ate in childhood. The parts of the body usually affected by, the cancer sign are breast and stomach. And so you also have to watch your emotions. Now, what about Leos? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have an astrologer telling us how to eat by our zodiac sign. If you're a Leo, You are born July 24th to August 23, and it's really important for Leos to feel good about themselves. I dated some Leos. They were kind of narcissists, but, you know, they just needed the right amount of coaxing. Oh, man, you're so smart. Oh, you're so strong. You're so manly. And they loved it. I've always done well with Leos. In fact, I always thought I was going to end up with a Leo. My husband is Pisces. Yeah. I don't know. Pisces will probably say, make sure your wife leaves the room when you eat. Leo, feel good about yourselves. Your spontaneity and confidence enable you to adopt a new eating plan. You thrive on appreciation and acclaim. So get your biggest fan to give you positive feedback on how well you're doing and how much better you look. And replace the carb-loaded sauces with light marinades. All right, so all you have to do is that. I got to avoid junk food. That blows. Virgo. All right, Virgos are, I guess, good at making lists. They're very practical and methodical. Virgos are born August 24th to September 23rd. My mom is a Virgo. Diet is important, but at times, if you are embarking on a special dietary regimen, you got to keep a food journal, plan everything. The quickie diet, where you get results in a week, not for them. They need a long, methodical type diet. And you are going to be upset if your diet doesn't go as planned. So you have to try to not get upset when the diet doesn't work. Avoid food allergies. And apparently Virgos are very prone to allergies and skin type issues. Libra, September 24th to October 23rd. Motivation. They like being attractive. That's what motivates them. And they're supposed to choose foods rich in potassium, like bananas, leafy greens, fish, yogurt. And Libras are prone to diabetes, they say. So you want to make sure you have good, healthy potassium. Scorpios, October 24th to November 22nd. They have stronger willpower than any other sign. So if they have the perseverance and determination, according to this astrologer, they're going to do fine. I guess eat enough roughage. Scorpios has bowel issues a lot of times. Constipation, they need to up their fiber. My sister's a Scorpio. I don't know much about her bowel. I don't think she ever farted, if I think about it. My brother was the farter, and I was, but not her. So I don't know. She's a Scorpio. Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 22nd. Sagittarians like to set goals and enjoy a challenge. But Sagittarius is the, they have to deal with Thanksgiving and then coming into Christmas. So they say try to substitute the cream, salt, and sugar and watch your liver. Capricorn, December 23rd to January 19th. Those are the Christmas and New Year's babies. Use aerobics, Tai Chi, weights, discipline yourself, and make sure you get calcium. Aquarius, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, January 20th to February 19th. Oh, we're out of February. Never mind. They are attracted to quirky, unusual ways, so they may be attracted to these get-rich-quick type of diets. Replace alcohol with ginger beer. Aquarius, I guess, rules the circulatory system. And then you got the Pisces. All right, Pisces dream of perfection, and sometimes their feelings could be overwhelming. My husband has a lot of feelings. Under-eating may be bad. At dance or yoga, there's no way my husband's going to do that, but I'm going to tell him to do it. And Pisces rules the pituitary gland, and they are more prone to holding on to impurities, which need regular flushing. So if you are a Pisces, you need to flush out. I'm not saying go and get a colonic, but you may need a good old-fashioned enema. All right, does that make any sense to you? It makes no sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you have plenty of other choices, and the fact that you pick our show is so groovy. Thank you very, very much. All right, so in the news, in medical news, one of the top headlines is penis size. Again, I mean, you just can't get away from it. You know, when you go to Google and you go to Google Health, the top headline has to do with penis size and what size is normal. And apparently there's a new analysis that's being reported now in U.S. News and everywhere, WebMD, etc., that analyzes penis sizes to help reassure most of you that you are normal. According to researchers, many males worry about their penis size even when there is no cause for concern, but they say until now there has been no formal review of research into penis size, and no attempt to develop a system to show the range of sizes of flaccid or erect penises. Okay? So, British investigators reviewed 17 published studies that included more than 15,500 men whose male parts were measured by health professionals using a standard procedure. And the average length of a flaccid, meaning non-erect, penis was 3.6 inches. The average length of a flaccid stretched was 5.3 inches. And the average length of an erect penis was a little smaller at 5.2 inches. Now they looked at things in terms of the circumference. So the circumference in terms of girth, flaccid was 3.7 inches, and the average circumference of erect was 4.6. Now, the study was published online March 3rd, today in the Journal of BJU International. Now, they have a whole set of graphics, okay, which should help doctors when they're counseling men concerned about their penis size or if there's an issue with condom failure and penis size, okay? You know, a big issue we have with a lot of STDs and HIV, et cetera, is, you know, men of different countries, et cetera, that, you know, condoms is not the easiest thing to wear. Now, I'm a girl, so I have absolutely no idea, but from what I'm hearing, a lot of men don't like it if it doesn't fit right, et cetera. I mean, women have to go for a bra fitting. Maybe you guys need to go for a condom fitting. I'm not too sure. I'll leave that up to you and your urologist. I guess the findings were used to create the set of graphs. We believe these graphs will help doctors reassure the large majority of men that the size of their penis is in the normal range. We will also use the graphics to examine the discrepancy between what a man believes to be their position on the graph and what their actual position or what they think they should be. So when you do dimensions and you take a look, I guess it shows the average length of flaccid, stretched, erect, etc. And then I guess guys could take a look and go, oh, okay, well then I guess I'm okay. Now, why is this even important? Why is this even a medical headline? Well, a couple things, okay? One is I think there's a lot of men, unfortunately, going to the store with their buddies or whatever, buying the extra large Trojans so that everybody goes, oh, wow, extra large, and then it doesn't fit, and then they end up getting an STD or getting the girl pregnant, etc. All right, so don't just try to impress, okay? All right, you may already be impressive enough. Next is while we're seeing more and more women go for butt augmentation and labioplasty, there's men concerned about making their male part bigger. And many don't have to. And so you're going to start seeing more and more people request that type of surgery. And we don't know if that's the smartest move for people to make, especially if they're actually normal in size. All right? Clinicians are also dealing with a very serious disorder called body dysmorphic disorder. It's an anxiety disorder that people have, very, very serious about their body types. You know, you'll have women that will get cosmetic surgery and they won't be happy and they want more and they want more. They always think there's something wrong with them. That could be a sign of body dysmorphic disorder. Now, you know, deciding to do some nip-tuck and getting things fixed, very, very normal. We all want to improve ourselves. We all want to look good. Okay, very normal. But when you look good, you're drop-dead gorgeous, and you look at yourself and go, no, I'm not. There's something wrong. I see this. I see this. I see this. That is body dysmorphic disorder. Now, mind you, most women are accused of having this. I see myself on TV. It's scary. I can't stand the way I look on TV. Every time I'm on TV, I cover my face going, no, no, I can't look at this, no. Yet, my husband does too. He's like, man, you look bad. But if that's the case and you really look bad on TV, well, then you look, you know, bad on TV. You know, that's just the truth. You can't really hide that. I can't really sugarcoat that. But body dysmorphic disorder is something that needs to be treated because you have people that just don't, I mean, they're just never happy with themselves. And unfortunately, they keep cutting and cutting and cutting and plucking and injecting to the point that they start to hurt themselves. Okay? Or they hurt their appearance and they don't realize how beautiful they were. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Older people need just half the dose of their sleeping pills. All right? Because they don't seem to absorb the medication as well. Or they may over I guess, absorb to the point that if their kidneys don't clear it, they may be, unfortunately, overdosing on the amount of medicine. All right. A study of 30,000 women by the University of Utrecht found that 65 marked the age where women gained a protective benefit from aspirin taken every other day. For younger women, any benefits were outweighed by side effects like GI bleeds, etc. So there's increasing recognition that drugs don't work the same way for every individual. Obviously, it depends on your genes, your weight, etc., but also how your body breaks things down. A new study found, however, that sometimes older women will have a little kind of, you know, protective perk from aspirin. And they found that some of these women may not suffer like younger women with certain GI bleeds. Maybe it's because the medicine metabolizes slower. We don't know. What we suggest is anytime you are given a medication, make sure you know the status of your liver and status of your kidneys. Because depending on that, you may metabolize these differently. Okay? With age, the liver is less able to break down drugs, and the kidneys are less able to excrete them effectively. So drugs may stay in the body for longer and could be more likely to cause side effects. So a perk for older people is maybe you're able to take less medicine. So if you're able to take less medicine, then that's going to save you money and hopefully also protect you from possible overdose of the medicine. So I like the idea when it comes to sleeping pills, like, let's say, Zolpidem, etc. I always tell people to take less. Or the benzodiazepines, I always tell older people to take less. All right? Because, unfortunately, your kidneys are excreting things slower, your liver's excreting things slower, and we want to make sure that you don't, unfortunately, have too much. What about antihistamines, antidepressants, diuretics? Diuretics help prevent water retention, help you urinate more. Blood pressure medicine, a lot of these things need to be lowered. There was a big discussion on how, we don't have to have our older individuals have such tight blood pressure control. Even though a lot of doctors are like, what are you talking about? Older people could spike and have stroke, and I definitely agree with that. I am also aware that we may be giving a frail 95-year-old woman the same dose that we're giving a 40-year-old man. Okay? Maybe they need to take less. Okay? Also, certain medicines that block acetylcholine, those anticholinergic effects cause memory problems, blurred vision, constipation, lightheadedness. You definitely don't want grandma lightheaded. You also don't want grandma having difficulty navigating down the stairs, etc. So you want to watch all that. All right, so basically, just a reminder when you're older to cut back on medicine. All right, when we come back, guys, you know, you buy the chicken, you throw the chicken in your shopping cart. Just the packaging of the chicken could be dangerous. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, speaking of a love, I don't think there's a lot of love for the New York City rats. And apparently they say that these rats are even more disgusting than we think. Apparently their bodies are carrying mites, lice, bacteria, diseases, virus, and even fleas that can transmit the plague. So I guess there's this big rat problem that I don't live in New York. I visit New York as often as I can. I love New York. I don't think I've ever seen a rat. In fact, we had a mouse. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had a mouse running around my garage. So, I mean, you see vermin all the time. I mean, what about the scorpions? Man, we had that scorpion infestation that hit a few neighborhoods last summer. That was some scary stuff, but that doesn't hit the news. New York and the rats, it hits the news. So, apparently New York City's health department made over 95,000 rat inspections. The health department keeps tabs on rats because they are known to be filth spreaders. But it's the little insects that live on the rats that could unfortunately infect us humans, even transmit the plague. The last urban outbreak of the plague in the United States happened in Los Angeles back in 1925. They said that's also when the last U.S. survey of parasites on rats was published. For the first time in 90 years, entomologists and public health scientists measured how many fleas and lice were on the rats of New York City. All right, well, anyway, to find out what parasites were hitching rides on the city rats, traps were set in several locations around the metropolis, and then they waited. Rats are very suspicious of new things in the environment, so when there's a rat trap, usually rats are like, wait, I'm not going to go there. All right, so they say it's pretty difficult to trap rats. All right, anyway, so they were able to, I guess, go through some real disgusting crawl spaces, etc., and then they were able to retrieve rats because that's where they had to kind of put the traps and places them. You can't just stick a rat trap in the middle of Times Square. And they looked at the lice, they looked at the mites, they looked at the fleas that were hiding in the fur. Okay? And they basically went through a fine-tooth combing of that. After 10 months of crawling into the city, the researchers caught 133 rats. On those rats, they found a total of 6,500 fleas, lice, and mites. And the rat fleas, the Xenocilla chiapas, are the ones that transmit plague and murine typhus. The researchers sampled their oriental rat fleas for a variety of pathogenic bacteria, and they did not find any plague or typhus bacteria in New York City rat fleas. Yeehaw! I guess there's a calculation called the flea index. It's used to calculate the risk to humans of plague. It's basically the average number of fleas on a rat. And if the flea index is below 1, there is minimal risk of a disease establishing itself in the population. In 1925, the calculated flea index for New York was 0.22. And now the flea index is 4.1. So they say New York rats, some rats have fleas, but, you know, the flea can't give you the plague. It has to have the plague bacteria, you see? I guess with the black plague, all right, again, rats were the ones that carried the bacteria that caused the plague. So also, certain cities, depending on where the rats live, very, what's the word for it? Sporadic on where these animals live, etc. And so to try to find where the bacteria could be clustered, which rats could be carrying what, still difficult, okay? They still have, you know, some more research to go. What I think they should do is get a hold, if they need help, because I think they need some extra help, get a hold of the guys studying the penis size, because we really don't need any more money or time spent on that. I would really rather they spend time trying to figure out the whole, you know, risk of bubonic plague or other sorts of plague. If they could spend time doing that, I'd be a happy girl. Anyway, they say the authors of the study tested the rats for disease agents and found Bartonella in fleas. This is the bacteria that could cause several diseases. All right, so I guess, I don't know if de Blasio is on this or not. I don't know if he's going, wait, fleas, I'm out of here. I'm not sure what they're doing about that. But it was interesting nonetheless. Speaking of dirt and bugs and pathogens, they say 3/4 of chicken packaging, it's contaminated with Campylobacter bacteria. This is the packaging, okay? Well, I'm sorry, 3/4 of the chickens have it, but 7% of the packaging is contaminated on the outside of the package. So when you pick up, I've always thought they were kind of dirty, a lot of these chicken packages, because they're cold and sometimes wet. And I think wet can transmit bugs and so and pathogens. So when I pick up kind of a wet, you know, fresh package of meat, I throw it in a bag. I'm like, to hell with this. Anyway, tons of people eat chicken. We know that. And we're worried about food poisoning with raw chicken. But we forget that when we throw the raw thing on the counter, the raw, the package on the counter, even if we're putting the chicken into another bowl, the package itself could have put Campylobacter. Campylobacter affects thousands upon thousands of people a year, causing diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and fever. The symptoms will usually improve in a week, but unfortunately 20% of the cases can last more than a week, and it can be very serious for kids under 5 or older people. In addition to Campylobacter, you got Salmonella, you have E. coli, so they say make sure when you take the chicken, okay, keep in mind that the outside packaging could be dirty. So what I recommend you do is you put it in bags, okay, and then make sure you wash your hands. Be very, very careful about the reusable bags, because when you're putting raw poultry in those bags and then you're putting the fruit and the vegetables, you just contaminate your fruit and vegetables, okay? Wash, if you have one of those reusable shopping bags, make sure you wash it very, very high hot water and bleach, because, again, you put meat packaging in there. Make sure the chicken doesn't cook in your car. A lot of times the car is warm, and then the chicken starts to go to a temperature which will prompt bacteria starting to grow. So you want to make sure as quickly as you can to get the food in the refrigerator. Store the chicken in the refrigerator in its packaging, or make sure there's the cling film on it, etc. Recent study looked at 44% of the people rinsed chicken before cooking it. But many people didn't, because they thought, well, if you cook the chicken, there's no more germs. Rinse the chicken off. Anything could help. But there was also a study we talked about how rinsing the chicken in and of itself also splashed around the bad bacteria. So you need to make sure that when you are doing any sort of rinsing, you're kind of being careful, okay, because you're basically, spreading stuff all over the place. Whew, that's the chicken. I know I'm hungry. We're talking about chicken and steak and all that. It just sounds good. The rat part, though, made me lose my appetite. That wasn't really fun. All right, what else do we have here? Gorilla origins of two AIDS virus lineages confirmed. So they think AIDS originated in the westward lowland gorillas in Cameroon. The virus that causes almost all the cases of AIDS worldwide, the HIV-1, has jumped species to infect humans on at least 4 separate occasions, with different 4 HIV lineages, groups M, N, O, N, P. Previous research found that the groups M and N originated in geographically distinct chimpanzee communities in southern Cameroon, but O and P groups, they weren't sure. In this new study, they did a survey looking at the simian immunodeficiency infection, which we believe is the forefather of HIV. The scientists looked at fecal samples from the western lowland gorillas, the eastern lowland gorillas, and the mountain gorillas in Cameroon, Gabon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Uganda for the presence of SIV, which is thought to be the precursor of HIV. They identified 4 field sites in southern Cameroon where the western lowland gorillas harbor them. So now we can blame gorillas on top of chimpanzees for HIV. Crazy, huh? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Alex.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.